From the words of the Apostle Paul, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Let the Spirit of our everlasting Father God and the Word of truth persuade you in your mind. Feel the calmness of his Spirit. Come at rest in his grace. Many times in the past, I put my trust in man, believing they would keep their part of the deal. How much more should I trust in my Lord to keep the promises he's given to me? I am persuaded that he's able to keep the great God of heaven, creator of the universe. So why should I wonder about his ability? Or why should I doubt that he will keep whatever by faith I've committed to him? He placed the stars and moon and holds them faithful. Why should I doubt that he could keep me? I am persuaded that he's able to keep anything I committed to him and preserve it. I've committed him my will in obedience of faith. We've all committed our pleasures of life into the world of pleasures, enjoyments, and thrills. How much more shall we now commit our enjoyment to him who at his right hand are pleasures everlasting? Of the field, covered in glory, they know not the way of strife. How much more shall I trust in my Lord to cover and keep me in the goodness of his life? I am persuaded that he's able to keep anything I committed to him and preserve it. There are many things I may not understand, but This thing I know, if he watches the little sparrow, numbers the hairs on my head. How much more shall I trust in him? Heavenly faith that keeps me free from strife now pours out upon me his abundance.